This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
I would really like to challenge the Green Bay Packers offensive lineman to a beer chugging contest.
Oh.
Colby, do you think I could beat him?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That was pretty fast.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I could do it, though. He's a pretty fast beer chugger. Aaron Rodgers is not.
Not even trying.
Yeah, they're all going to the Milwaukee Bucks games. And obviously, like, what you'd want to be there if you're a Packer, right? If you want to go to those basketball games. But, man, I want to try to do that. Oh, yeah, that's three. Maybe just one, though, because I don't want to chug too many beers because then I'm, you know, ball partied out before everybody gets done with.
Completely out of left field, I found a great baseball weird fact.
What's that?
All Major League Baseball umpires must wear black underwear while on the job in case their pants split.
That is the weirdest crap.
What?
That's a thing.
Also, Aaron Rodgers is sitting next to the Bucks owner's daughter. You remember her? The girl who does the pick all the time? Oh, and Christian Yelich is getting in on this thing, dude. Man, beer chugging is my favorite. What's your favorite beer to chug? 877-881-1053. No, dude, Kevin is not in charge of filling up growlers of Natty Light for people, all right?
I'm going to be honest. Mine's Guinness.
Guinness is good. I wouldn't chug Guinness. I'm gonna kind of get my fork and, you know, eat it.
I know if you want one slice or two, but yes.
But Guinness is fine. I am a big Petacola's Velvet Hammer fan, so that's one of mine that I'm
really
in love
with. You going to
chug
that? Because I heard she hits hard.
You'll find out tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm bringing some up tomorrow for Kevin to try. But right now, it's time for tonight's list.
The Chive.
Yes, it is the Chive.
Barstool Sports?
No, it's not Barstool Sports.
Oh, man.
I don't even know the last time I got a Barstool Sports list.
It happened.
The Chive.
No, it's the Chive, Rico. Thank you. The dumbest, most pointless ways you've injured yourself.
Hmm.
Man, I feel like I've already had some drinks.
Right.
And I haven't.
You guys ever had White Claw?
White Claw. No, I haven't.
It's a hard sparkling water. It's new. It's delicious. It's healthy. It's girly, but talk about easy to chug. White Claw, baby.
Oh,
it's a hard sparkling water.
Okay,
I'm in on it. It's like LaCroix, but it tastes better. 5%.
Is that the mermaids underwater commercial that Kevin didn't understand from the Super Bowl?
Oh, that was a terrible.
The sparkling water alcohol.
Yeah.
No. Okay.
I'm not sure.
We'll see, Rico. The dumbest, most pointless ways you've injured yourself.
Can I tell mine?
Yeah, Colby.
Can I tell mine?
Yeah, go ahead.
As my sister and them were living in Arkansas. I was 12, 13, something like that. So I went over to see them. And they had pet chickens, the chickens that lived inside the house.
Okay.
And I remember I was trying to play some video game, and the chicken kept jumping across me on the couch, messing me up. Where I couldn't complete this one level. And I got up, and I was so mad. It was a controller throwing moment.
Okay.
I was so mad. And I turned around to kick the chicken, and the chicken moved, and I kicked the edge of the couch with no shoes or anything on as hard as I could and broke my big toe.
Oh, no.
That hurt because that chicken just wouldn't stay there and take its kicking.
Kicking chicken.
And he's been unable to walk since that day.
Wow.
He had to beat himself to death with his own shoes.
Oh, my God.
What?
But number one on tonight's list, and we all have that story. Kevin, I'm sure you have one.
Yes.
Number one, playing hide and seek. I hid inside a bush that turned out to be very sharp, and I was so dedicated to the game, I stayed in the bush despite getting a massive cut on my arm.
Huh. Okay.
Because right. Once you've made it in there,
mm-hmm.
and you're totally consumed by it.
By the bush, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if it took you a long time to get there.
And especially if people can't find you.
Right.
You know, you're going to stay in the bush if people can't find you.
Because they're going to think, nobody's going to stay in that bush that long.
But there you are.
Yep.
Stuck. Number two on tonight's list. In art school, I burned the eyelashes off of one eye the first time I smoked weed.
You're getting that major drag out of it, not really worried about it, right?
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
I did see a guy inhale the cherry from a joint once.
Uh-huh.
Because he was just, he just did that and it just went right down his throat. And I was like, oh my God, he's going to die.
Oh.
It went out as soon as it hit.
He lived.
Yeah.
Kevin.
Okay. You're fine. You hey, sound disappointed.
He had
about
cancer,
that.
Though.
Oh, no.
No, no, he didn't have cancer that I know of. I mean, he might.
I mean, I've eaten flames on this show before.
Number five on tonight's list. I was once told to put a tea bag on a cyst on my back to make it go down. So I took out, I took one out of a boiling teapot. The cyst is gone. The burn mark is not. They just reached in there and grabbed a boiling tea bag and said, slap it on my back.
I think it's fair. It's a good trade.
Number seven on tonight's list. When I was 10 in my backyard, I actually did that freaking Sideshow Bob ass thing where I stepped on a rake and it flew up and hit me in the face. I told my parents and they couldn't stop laughing.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
That is hilarious.
I would probably laugh.
Too. One of my favorite scenes ever in The Simpsons is whenever he hits himself in the rake with the or in the face with a rake. And then turns around and it happens again. And then again and again. And he's just surrounded by rakes.
Yep.
Pop! I love it. I've never done that, though. Have you ever? You guys said y'all have done that before?
No, I have not done
no?
that.
No? Okay.
I've just seen that episode.
That would freak me out. I think I did step on a shovel once and I hit somebody else in the junk. Because the
it only goes up so far.
Yeah.
Well, right. I told you the other day, I thought I might have busted up my nose because the glass door that goes from one room to another, I had the lights out and I had let the dog in and I didn't know the door was closed. And bam, I walked right into it. And I definitely said a swear word really loud. Probably a few. It hurt. Back to you guys.
Man, this is a crazy story. Back in 2013, 2 weeks before I was supposed to report for my freshman year of college football, I was in a side-by-side ATV. I let my friend, who failed his driving test twice as an 18-year-old, drive. A tree branch went through my knee, was out for 8 weeks.
What?
Whoa. Again, the dumbest, most pointless ways you've injured yourself. Number eight on tonight's list, I split both sides of my mouth trying to prove that I could fit my phone in my mouth. I saw a movie.
Your phone?
I don't know what the name of this movie was.
Phone booth.
No, but it was like a scary movie, and there was this guy in this building chasing all these people around, and he was hiding in the walls and stuff, and these girls were hiding in this closet, and this girl's cell phone went off, and she was like, no, and this guy opened the doors, took her cell phone and shoved it down her throat and killed her.
Oh my God.
She died with her mom calling her on her cell phone.
Sounds like what? A movie I would watch.
Yeah, I can't remember the name of it. If anybody knows, let me know. One time I was throwing old soup can lids at a piece of styrofoam and one ricocheted off the wall and cut my leg.
What? Why were you Why doing were you? That?
And get a better can opener, dude.
When I was young, I was pretending to be a cool ninja, and I did a Jackie Chan-style jumping splits kick and pulled all the muscles in my thighs and groin so bad I couldn't walk for several days.
Whoa.
That's commitment, though.
You ever kicked high and your back, your plant foot slid out from under you?
Yes.
And you just went down?
Uh-huh. Yes.
It's the worst.
Yeah.
Because the fall part is very scary. You just, oh, crap. There's a moment of, oh, no.
Yeah, I have no legs underneath me. What did I do?
See No Evil is the name of the movie, and it was Kane.
Oh, that was Kane, yeah.
Oh, God, that movie was weird, dude. Number 12 on tonight's list. Last month, I tweaked my wrist and put my left hand out of commission entirely for weeks by picking up a pillow.
A pillow?
You never done that before? Like, picked up a piece of paper off the ground and been like, back's gone.
No. Oh, that sounds horrible.
From the 940, I once ate a whole ghost pepper out of pure peer pressure. messed up my stomach all day.
Oh, man.
That is a pointless way to injure yourself.
Yes.
Not that we've ever done anything like that on the show.
I ate some sauce yesterday that killed me. Today, I died. I died a little inside, Kevin.
In the bathroom?
Yeah, that sauce was awesome.
It was good.
It was really good.
I just did not anticipate the oils spreading across my butt cheeks like that.
Mark that.
Number 13, I heard that if you lay down and stand up really fast, you can get dizzy. So I tried, and I passed out and scarred the side of my stomach against the toilet.
Oh,
my buddy did that thing where, you know, everybody, the kids do the choke thing where you pass out.
Okay.
Yeah. He let his buddy do that, and he fell. Well, he was on like the trunk of a car, and when he fell, he hit his face on the concrete.
Yeah.
His head bounced up and hit the underside of the car and bounced back down and broke his orbital bone. He has to have a steel plate in his face.
Oh, my God.
He said he wasn't afraid to headbutt balls in soccer after that, though.
That is...
Right.
Oh.
Number 15, hit a wet branch with an axe when I was a kid, and it flew up and hit me square in the nose, causing me to bleed profusely. It messed with my head so much that I forgot which house I lived in.
Wow.
Just go to every house with your axe and bleeding nose.
Do I live here?
Yeah, people are definitely going to be opening up the door.
Do I live here? I had a guy walk up to my house one day, and he was bleeding from his forehead. I was like, sorry, bro, I'll call the ambulance for you if you want me to, but you're not coming into my house. I have no clue how that happened to you. Really? Like,
did he look exactly like you?
No.
Okay.
Why?
And he had like a whole bunch of people that looked exactly like your family members standing behind him?
Would that be weird?
I don't know.
Would that be weird?
They're all wearing red jumpsuits.
Hello, Corey. What is that? Is that a movie?
Yep.
What movie is it?
Us.
Number 16, I cut a bit of my thumb off mounting projects on a mat board in graphic design class, passed out, then flicked the bit of thumb at a kid who laughed at me, then passed out again.
It's a sweet burn. I don't know if it's worth losing your thumb over, but...
Hey, you passed out. Flick the thumb.
God.
Number 18, playing baseball with a croquet mallet and a croquet ball, swung overhead at a fastball, clipped it, and the hard wooden ball rocketed right into my forehead.
Oh.
15 stitches. Nurse laughed at me, told me I was an idiot, made me repeat story to every med student.
Oh.
One time we were playing croquet at my buddy's house.
Ooh, at their mansion?
No, it wasn't a mansion. It was in the sticks in Nacogdoches. And but he was really excited, and he bought a croquet set at Target for like $5.
Okay.
He launched one, and it hit Adrian in the ankle, and she had she thought she broke her ankle.
Oh.
And I was like, you jumped into it. You raised your leg that it was coming at.
Right.
Like, she was standing there, and instead of raising the leg the ball was traveling at, she raised the leg, or she kept that leg planted. And I was like, you're the idiot that didn't jump right, dummy. Ruptured an Achilles tendon trying to catch a balloon that was floating away. I got it. Snap.
You tell somebody that you were like saving a kid or something, right?
Or dunking on Jordan in a pickup game.
This pretty balloon.
Don't tell anybody that. On Disney's California Screamin' roller coaster, which goes from 0 to 60 in nothing flat, we're on the coaster, waiting to go, waiting. My nose itches. I raise my partially closed hand to rub my nose, launch, punch myself in the face.
Man, if they just had the picture at the start of that, when you walked out and you're just clocking yourself in the nose.
You'd buy that picture, right? You'd be like, hey, here's when I punched myself in the face.
If I was the people in front of them, I'd buy that picture just to have that other guy.
Yeah, you'd be like, hey, I don't want my picture. Can I buy that other guy's
this dude's
picture?
Bleeding because he punched himself in the face.
That's amazing.
Found a piece of obsidian. Recalled that these rocks are really sharp. Verified it was obsidian by purposefully slicing open my own finger.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's sharp.
The 430 looking for my niece at her graduation to take pictures. Slipped in some mud, tore my ACL. This was yesterday.
You guys know tonight I was putting on my headphones and hit myself in the eyeball.
Yes, you did.
And last but not least, I tried to scare someone and their scream scared me, so I screamed and ran into a wall.
I would love to just watch that back and forth, and they're just like, man, that's amazing. And I think I told you one of my other stories before is I used to always take a can of Coke back to my room when I was in high school, and I set the can on the floor, and I fell asleep, and in the middle of the night, I rolled out of my bed and landed on top of the can of Coke, which is the strongest thing ever made because it didn't break, but I hurt my back so bad. I told our drum instructor the next day I couldn't carry around my drums, and he goes, well, that has to be true because that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. I was like, yeah, you're probably right.
I like this one from the 214. Don't know what we're texting in about. Sounds like a bunch of stupid injuries. Once I was on a seesaw with my brother. I was at the top. He was at the bottom. He got distracted, got off of it. I crashed down with on the metal seat and broke my ankle.
Oh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.